Praised be Jesus and Mary. It may come as a surprise to some to learn that there had been a long historical debate as to if this passage from today's gospel was really part of the inspired writings of the Holy Bible. The discussion didn't end until the Council of Trent, when it officially declared that this gospel narrative is to be considered divinely inspired and therefore to be included in the canon of sacred scripture. The controversy involved the mercy and kindness of Jesus toward the woman accused of the sin of adultery. Some fathers of the church and theologians and biblical scholars thought that the gospel narrative was showing a Jesus who was too lax when it came to sin. Thankfully, the Holy Spirit, working through the Council of Trent, gave us definitively this very beautiful passage of the gospel. Nevertheless, the debate does focus our attention on the mercy and the kindness of our Lord. Jesus has compassion on the sinful woman. He doesn't excuse the sin. He condemns the sin, but not the sinner. The mercy and the kindness of Jesus are infinite. Therefore, it's hard to understand why there was such a controversy regarding this passage. There's nothing in it that contradicts the rest of the gospel. We must, not forget those amazing words in the same Gospel of St. John when he says, yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God so loved he sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but so that through him, the world might be saved. And the majority of us, have experienced the mercy and kindness of Jesus through the life-giving sacrament of confession. And this Sunday's gospel reminds us to consider the importance of the sacrament of confession and the immense gift that we've been given. This sacrament is a great source of interior peace. And when the priest raises his hand and pronounces those profound words, I absolve you, we know that at that moment, God has heard our cry for forgiveness and that we've been pardoned of our sins. We are now preparing to enter into the most important week of the year. Next Sunday begins Holy Week. So let us purify our hearts by remembering that every time we go to confession, we encounter the merciful and kind Jesus, just as this woman did in today's gospel. The repentance of our sins and the forgiveness that we receive allows us to experience true peace, just as she did. And however, don't be surprised or discouraged by the fact that the spiritual life is always is and always will be a continual battle. You know, and here's where a true humility lies. You know, it is by recognizing our own sinfulness and interior poverty that we're able to allow Jesus into our lives. And it's by experiencing what happened to the adulterous woman. You know, she didn't argue with Jesus. She didn't say that she had not sinned. She didn't justify her sin. You know, so many people today deny the existence of sin. So many of our contemporaries justify their own sinful behavior, and they even lobby, you know, to get it legalized by the state. And the only way that we can experience the presence of Jesus in our lives is by recognizing who we really are. Sinful creatures in need of redemption. On this Sunday's beautiful gospel from St. John reminds us that Lent is about personal conversion and change. And through the sacrament of confession, we can conquer our sins and our evil inclinations. You know, we can all change. We can all experience deep spiritual progress. No one is immune. You know, change and progress are always possible. To encounter Jesus just as this woman did in the gospel, her encounter with our Lord reminds us that every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. Actually, you know, the only difference I once heard between a saint and a sinner is one good confession.